B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
These guys,
oh my lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's been a while. The roads were a little empty. Places where we used to gather went quiet. We've gone through a year that tested us, but we're starting to see the promise of a new day. For more than 100 years, there's one place where we all came together to be entertained, to escape, to go someplace new. The movies.
Anywho! How's the roast beef? Anywho,
the Sports Hub, we're Dutcher and Rich, and people are very excited about the Fast and the Furious. Which one is this?
F9, Fred.
Number F9. But it's actually the 10th in the series because Hobbs and Shaw, you know, that's a spinoff.
I never saw any of them. I intend to see some of them, but people, you guys speak so highly of them, I'll look at them.
Oh, it's Virgin Ivory stuff. It's, you know, there's going to be a Criterion collection.
Would my daughter like it?
Milo might like it.
Yeah, but he ain't going to be around for a while, so.
I mean, yeah. Did she like stuff that blows up and is in, like, unintentionally funny and corny?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll have to try it out. All right, but so... You know, when a new movie comes out, it's been so long since of COVID and all that.
It's been a long time, Fred.
It's been a long time to get to the theater. It's time to give yourself a treat.
The movie.
And so it is time to get our ace reporter on the scene, and that is man by name of Bird, who is always about 10 seconds behind whoever's getting tackled at Fenway Park. As he works security over there.
He made it in the frame. Come on.
He did. He was right there.
There's always about 10 guys in front of him. But nonetheless, he went out with Nick last night to a big-time movie theater to see, they paid for the tickets and everything, to see Fast and the Furious 9.
And I just want to give people a heads up, if you are someone like me who actually has tickets to see this tonight, you have been waiting, you know, with bated breath to go back to the movies to go see this. Spoiler free. And you know what? I didn't even have to beep much out. So.
And if you are someone who would care about this movie being spoiled, please turn in your driver's license. You don't need to be on the road. All right. Here we are. Bird at the movies.
What's your name?
Bird.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, for the 1,000th time.
What movie did we just see?
Fast 9. Apparently, there's a Fast and Furious drag racing going on down here at Assembly Row.
There's so many fast cars around here.
I remember seeing the first movie in the theaters in Riviera, and like everyone had their Toyotas and Hondas just like vroom around.
That's just a normal night in Riviera.
Well, I mean, if you get your Honda Accord out, I mean, what are you going to do? If you have a Toyota Celica, you're not going to rev the engine?
Yeah, I mean, they're vrooming around, as Bird says, all over the place.
Well, that's what he does with his toy cars. Vroom, 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 vroom. Now, is the Fast and the Furious, are they big on, like, the Toyota Camry and the...
The first one was definitely... like, yes. The first couple, that's what it was all about.
O'Connor's car was a souped-up Toyota Celica.
Okay, so it was... Oh, so it was that really... dorky.
It was the crappy cars that they put great engines in.
Yeah, it was a tinker toy with like $100,000 engine.
It was my neighbor in Brighton, the Asian kid that was consistently out in his front yard on a car that never ran, screwing around with it.
Well, not taking away from his joke, I remember the first time I saw the first Fast and the Furious, the parking lot, now this was once again in Kennesaw, Georgia, the parking lot was indeed dudes just revving their cars and getting inspired to go drag racing each other.
This is the way Hulk Hogan's son, like, killed a kid or brain damaged a kid, is taking one of these Japanese cars and souping it up and drifting. And slamming into a wall or something.
Dom's wasn't like that. Dom's car was different. Dom had the Charger, and yeah, you know, yeah, Paul Walker goes, "You know, how's it drive?" And he goes, "I don't know." Like, what do you mean? She scares the hell out of
me. That's right. That's one of those touching scenes when they're standing next to each other in the garage, just looking at the car.
Family. See, a Charger's a cool car.
Oh no. This Dom's car is one of my all-time favorites.
It's like that car, you can rules. See the engine, yeah. Which is built up out of the hood.
I'm not even a car guy, but that car is amazing.
It was a matchbox car made to look real.
Yeah, if you get Chargers and Camaros out there, and now we're talking.
No, but all the other cars in the first. Now, the cars have gotten better. Like, they're all nicer now because they've got sponsors. But the first one was just like, you can tell what company sponsored which movie by the cars that they drive.
That's right.
It's like idiots. What was your first car?
Oh, Jesus. 88 Honda Civic. It was a shit box.
What color?
White. And I had a bungee on the trunk because the lock didn't lock, so I used a bungee to keep it down. So every time I hit a bump, it would just hop up and down on the highway or side street.
What improvements did you make to the car?
Nothing.
Okay, cool. So what movie did we just see?
Fast and Furious 9, or F9, or whatever the hell they're saying.
Which one is your favorite Fast and Furious movie?
1 and 2.
Why is that?
I mean, there's 9 now. 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7. They go back, they go 4.
Because that's as high as I can count.
It's a pause. He's going to let that sit. 1 and 2.
Why did you like 1 and 2 the best? Because there's 9 now.
There's 9.
3, 4, 5, 7, 6. 4 backwards.
4, 12, ampersand, exclamation point. I mean, there's a bunch of them.
I miss him. You got to bring him back in here.
My stomach's starting to hurt. I got to hear that again.
Well, because what are you, a hot shot? Count past 2?
1 and 2.
I need to hear this. I need to hear this in its entirety. His thought process through the answering of this question.
Okay, cool. So what movie did we just see?
Fast and Furious 9, or F9, or whatever the hell they're saying.
Which one is your favorite Fast and Furious movie?
1 and 2.
Why is that?
I mean, there's 9 now. 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7. They go back, they go forth. You know what I mean? Because Tokyo Drift 3 was... in the past.
I mean, it's a million things. Wait, she can analyze this. But my favorite is that I've seen all of them. I have. They don't ever go back. Like, okay, like it's pretty linear, if I'm not mistaken. So somehow he just got in this world where things are going forward and backwards.
Well, in his world, the number 8 precedes the number 6. So.
Right.
I mean, when you're not up on your count numbers. I mean, things are all over the place. You don't live in the same reality as him.
You know what I mean? He died, and then there's the 4, 5, and 6. Everyone's going to be confused. Oh, they might
really
not be
talking. Are you talking? It's just like...
A breath of fresh air?
Yeah. It really is. All right. Tell me about the movie. What happened?
Dude, everything happened so fast. I just couldn't keep up.
They should put it... moderate paced and furious.
It's like Inception, and you have to really crack the code.
He just took the word. It's like, what happened in Catcher in the Rye? Well, the guy caught a piece of bread. I mean, like, what happened? Well, it was fast. And I will say it was furious.
It's like you
and
mean,
9.
Ugh.
Imagine trying to have to explain the plot of a Fast and Furious movie.
Well, it would be very difficult. Cars go vroom.
All right, tell me about the movie. What happened?
Dude, everything happened so fast. I just couldn't keep up. All I know is they were just chilling. Next thing you know, crap hit the fan. They all came together as a family. And then they kicked ass, took names. And at the end of the movie... Yippee-ki-yay, everyone's happy.
All right, but what really happened in the movie?
So everyone's chilling, doing their own thing. A few more friends roll up. Someone escapes. Or basically, it's the end of the world. there's a family fight, spoiler, and a lot of, oh man, there's the first.
I mean, you're spoiling.
What?
I want that to be the caption on the movie poster.
There's a family fight.
Everyone's chilling doing. Did Edwin, both times when he was describing the movie, did it start with everyone's chilling doing their own thing?
Yeah.
I think it did.
Yeah, they're everyone's chilling doing their own thing.
And then more people show up.
And then more people show up. Then the S really hits the fan. And then they got to go crazy. All right, we'll have more of Bird. Again, no spoilers. Very important to let you know that there's no spoilers.
3, 4, 5, and 6, 7. And they go back. They go fourth. You know what I mean? Because Toyotov 3 was in the past. And then, you know what I mean? He died. And then he's in 4, 5, and 6.
Those are numbers. All of them. Every single one of them. Good for you. And good for Curry College. Good for Curry College.
Good for Everett High School.
Where he holds the diploma.
Yeah.
Every time you look at one of these guys at the Red Sox game, know that that is a man in his 40s that graduated from your university. And good for you. He obviously got his math requirement out of the way because that was their Curry College final exam for math. So you're seeing Fast and Furious 9. Can you tell me how many came before this? All right. So.
Which one is your favorite Fast and Furious movie?
1 and 2.
Why is that?
I mean, there's 9 now.
So Curry College, congratulations. By the way, he was a double major, math and cinema. He was in both of those. All right, so we'll be...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. Get out of here. Come on. Don't listen to them. Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
But you're rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Yeah.
How's the roast beef?
Money Nasty presents. The awesome amounts of dough.
Yeah.
I need your money. What's the beef again? Awesome amounts of dough.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. All right. Bird went out to see Fast and Furious 9 with Nick. So far, we've learned his favorite movies were 1 and 2.
Which one is your favorite Fast and Furious movie?
1 and 2.
Why is that?
I mean, there's 9 now.
Okay, well, that's as good a reason as any, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. So we continue with Bird. Giving his review of Fast and Furious 9.
I mean, you're spoiling this movie for a lot of people.
I don't care. Well, I mean, come on. It's why Fast and Furious, you know, those would be car chases. I mean, it was ridiculous, the first one. I mean...
All right, keep on going. What else happened?
It was just out of left field. Like, I don't know what drugs they were smoking or sniffing, but, like, they made it work, and it was still a ridiculous movie. And would I see it again in the movie theater? No. I'll wait until it comes on demand so I guess no one actually is going on.
Well, there you go. A nice synopsis of what happened in the movie.
I give it a thumbs down.
What happened in the movie? Well, I don't know what they were smoking or sniffing, but would I see it again? I don't know. I'll wait until it comes out on video.
You could just see Roger.
And that's what happened.
No, he's
at Curry College. Could you describe the book, sir? Well, I don't know what they were sniffing or smoking, but it works out at the end. And I'll wait until it comes out on a tablet form.
Yeah, but then he says to figure out what actually happened. So unfortunately, there's like an undertext, or like really, you don't really know what's truly going on. It's like Mulholland Drive
finally
by David
someone
Lynch.
Gets it.
Yeah, somebody. That's right. It was all a dream.
What is Rosebud really?
One of our listeners said, "New bit: Bird has to explain a movie, and whoever guesses right wins $1 million."
Well, that was a good synopsis of the movie. You said no spoilers, but I mean, I feel like I don't need to see it anymore.
What are your thoughts on female drivers?
The geeky girl, who's a slew banger, she She did a thing, even though she never drove before, and she was bitching about throw the whole movie. Spoiler alert. I mean,
a sleuth banger, by the way, is a derogatory term for Russian. No, it's for whatever reason he calls attractive women sleuth bangers, which I have not heard anyone else do.
Who do we have in here where he had called her a sleuth banger and he had to talk to her face to face?
So Casey Smith.
Casey Smith, that's right.
We had her in studio and we didn't tell Bird Rodriguez, like, so a Bird gave you an award and we played the audio from the Dude that's Bird
right,
show.
That's right.
And he just, oh, you want to talk about red face?
No, red head. Oh, his back of his head was bright red and welts on it. He broke out.
And that was rare. Where he would get so agitated, he would turn red.
The geeky girl, who's a slew banger, she did a thing, even though she never drive before, and she was bitching about throw the whole movie, spoiler alert. I mean, the thing. You know what I mean?
Can you rank your favorite Fast and Furious movies, including this one?
All right, 1, 2, 3 sucked. 4, 5, 6... 8 and then 9.
All in order.
Almost all in order.
Well, that was just he made a mistake counting.
So he meant to put the 7 in there and forgot it? Or forgot the number 7?
He forgot the number 7, John.
That's my fault. Sorry.
He did them in completely in order, but neglected to say number 7.
That's how they were released, Bird. Yeah. Right in a row.
He didn't put 7 at the end, John. He left 7 completely out. He forgot the number 7 existed.
Yep.
Again, Curry College. Apply online today.
Just rewind it a second.
I did.
Okay, good.
I did already.
Can you rank your favorite Fast and Furious movies, including this one?
All right. 1, 2, 3 sucked. 4, 5, 6, 8, and then 9. Did I miss one? I think I missed 4. I don't care. There's so many. I don't give a crap.
He didn't rank them. He counted.
Did I miss one? I think it was 4. I think it was very obviously 7.
You forgot.
Well, no, you went in order.
Whatever. But that's whatever. He left out the number. He just counted the movies.
Yes. We just
like the task of knowing 9 numbers was so great that he couldn't say. Because it'd be one thing if he's like, I loved it 4. Like I loved 4, 5, and 6, and then whatever, 1, 2, 3, and then whatever. But he didn't even do that.
1, 2, 3.
He just said 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 sucked. The idea of positioning the numbers in an order of film of from top to bottom, what he enjoyed, was an impossible task. As was naming the numeric order of them was an impossible task. And he's not doing this stuff on purpose, guys.
No. I think anyone who's met Bird, realizes that he is. This is him. This is pure Bird.
This is why you can't do this too much. It's like once a year you can pop this out.
Did he, by the way, at the beginning of this question, like make a sound?
Yeah,
that's what it sounded like.
But I figured there was so much going on. Why stop it? That's his new thing.
Does he do that with his finger, Nick? Does he reach into his cheek? And he does?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it's what they do. Where does he live now?
Port-au-Pines.
It's what they do with Port-au-Pines.
Port-au-Pines.
It's Port-au-Pines. I don't even like sticking my finger in my mouth.
I can't even do it.
Yeah.
There it is.
You basically just went from 1 to 9.
I said 9's last.
Well, no, ranking.
A plus. Teach, I said 9's last.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. In fairness.
He just went 1 through 9.
Is
I said 9's last.
He misunderstood the question and just asked
which line. Yes, he thought that
name them all in a row.
He thought, in fairness, he was talking to Nick. He thought Nick's asked, can you tell the order of the movies just based on their number?
Okay.
So you know that there's 9 of them. Can you tell me in order what they are? Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. Forget the 4.
I said 9's last.
Well, no, rankings.
I'm confused 24/7.
So you wouldn't see this again?
In the movie theater, no. I'll wait until it comes on demand, and then I'll, like, fast forward this part where I was very confused about and just sit down, reflect, and just watch.
What? I have my tutor.
It's a movie you need to reflect on. It takes time for it to sink.
His girlfriend just like leads him around. It's like true too. She just like leads him around and has to like explain things to him. He has a college degree and he's in his 40s. Isn't picking on some like bum. Like this is a guy who has a college diploma.
He also just gets so nervous when he's on the air.
He doesn't sound nervous to me.
I think that he just gets flustered.
He certainly gets flustered because his brain's one big pig pen. You know how they drew pig pen? That's his brain.
It's just a cloud.
Swirling dust. Yes. I mean, shame on the Everett school system for not like working this kid's problem out. And I guess Curry, if you just pay, they just say, sure, here. And don't get mad at me, Curry College graduates, because I'm not Bird. But, I mean, there's obviously something going on in his head. And how they did not diagnose this in school and start working with him at, like, 5 is really a shame.
What movies are you looking forward to this summer?
Black Widow.
So why are you so excited about Black Widow?
Because there's a gap between Captain America and Infinity Stones, and it fills in that gap of her character and her development and her family. See, still Fast and the Furious. That's a BMW... I forget the name and model. I'm terrible like that.
Oh, just look for where they double park.
You can tell when they cut you off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Traffic.
Yeah. Who cut you? I got cut off really bad. Oh, yeah, that BMW? Yep, okay.
As a friggin' speed race down the street.
To be honest with you, I can't believe people like this.
they're out there. Drag racing behind Route 16 in Everett. I saw a few of those. Mustangs, BMWs.
Did you ever drag race?
No, never. I've seen one before. My buddy blew out his tie. It was hilarious.
he flipped his car over.
He died in a bloody wreck. He's paralyzed. It's really funny. He can't walk no more. It's hysterical. He lost his arm and he can't walk. He has to breathe. He has to blow into a tube to move. It's hysterical. The foibles of the drag race gone wrong.
Yeah.
It's funny. He's got this stupid board he's got to look at to talk.
Took out an entire school bus. It was comedy of the year.
The flat tire doing 107. That was great.
Yeah, how do you blow out a tire drag racing and not end in tragedy? I mean, that...
I know. The odds of you walking away from that are very small.
We've just confirmed he's lying.
I mean, maybe he's not. He's just not telling the story properly. Like, maybe
All right, you got to give him credit there. That's possible.
If you're drag racing and you blow a tire, we're assuming that you're going at a very high rate of speed. And if you blow a tire, you're losing control of the automobile.
Oh, sure. I mean, the car might have flipped like 5 times, caught on fire, and there were people running around engulfed in flames. And that would have been the way he told the story.
This is like when
Adolfo... It was funny.
This is when Adolfo had the guy touch the live power line out in front of his house, and it like just occurred to him to tell us like 6 months later.
But the way he told us the story, and by the way, Adolfo wasn't embellishing this. He said, because it came out of nowhere, he's like, oh yeah, the guy was out of my front yard 3 days ago, and he touched the little thing, and he caught on fire, and he was running around the front yard yelling, kill me, kill me.
And he was telling the truth. Found out it was true.
You held onto that story for like... a half a week before telling us?
Yeah, like his room, like he had the greatest story ever. And he like didn't tell us.
Wasn't there a time where he held out a story that his roommates decided not to pay for heat for the entire winter?
Yes.
He was living without heat because all of his roommates were saving on money.
But you see a guy running around on fire in your front yard yelling, kill me, kill me?
That's touched better. A live wire in that's your better. Front yard.
That's one you don't... Yeah, I mean, you tell the first person you see. Yeah. You tell everyone you see
it's like you have
day.
The greatest story ever.
So, by the way, you are going to the wedding, right? Because I invited you to the wedding.
Of course I'm going.
Where are you staying?
Airbnb with the Murrays.
The Murrays, okay.
Here we go again. Another BMW.
How many Everett Street parties do you give this?
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5?
Yeah.
So you weren't happy with it?
I mean, I was happy with the action, but it was just out of control. Like, who thinks of that shit? Honestly.
Well, don't laugh.
Okay.
He's just getting a kick out of the people pulling in front of him.
Well, I would be
too.
Look
at the car.
shiny objects rolling by. Yes.
Every douche with like nitrous button in their car.
I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing at the point. I'm laughing at it because we're doing an interview and people keep flying out of the garage like it's Fast and the Furious. In this Subaru, just freaking right out of here.
Yeah, that was just a... That was a nasty... How many Everett porch parties?
Same thing. Two.
Same thing?
Two. Two. Two.
All right.
Two, two.
Oh, that's an annoying new thing he does. Well, there you go. And Nick, you didn't like it either.
No, Nick didn't like it either.
No, Nick was quick to Twitter saying it was he's halfway through it. He didn't like it halfway through.
Oh, I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait because the reviews are just it's like so gratuitous and over the top. And that the dialogue is as bad as it's ever been. I can't wait. That's why you go.
Yeah, I think you'll from what I've read and what I know about you, I think you are actually going to like it a lot because the reviews I've read or just, you know, glanced at the headline are that it's very dialogue heavy. But for you, you'll like that.
Oh, yeah, to me.
Because it's so corny. And more, I would, too.
The more Coronas and family talk you can throw in there, the better.
Yeah. If you give me, if you told me there's a lot of dialogue in this, I'm in. That's much more appealing to me.
Oh, yeah.
To hear that self-righteous prick, you know, monotone through, like, some emotional speech that I would like. All right, well.
All right.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, that's... Stop Jeez. Doing that now, Bird. Because wow. That's really annoying. All right.
I mean, I'll do the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, not at all. It was too crazy, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why I got 2 out of 5street parties. Well, we'll return. Here are the headlines.
You basically just went from 1 to 9.
I said 9 is last.
Well, no.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up.com. Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I had not seen the Gap Band. I had not seen what they looked like until yesterday after the show. And I believe they're from Oklahoma.
Tulsa, baby.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they dress in the blue cowboy outfit
they
with blue
still
cowboy
do it?
Hats.
After all this time, they got the cowboy hats on?
Man,
with the tassels on the shirt. You know, the,
1983,
everything was leather.
They were doing that.
Yeah, it's really bad.
40 years they've been doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It just... Funny, a black funk band from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yep. This used to be the home run song at Fenway Park. You know, Mo Vaughn would put one over the wall. They'd play this while he took 15 minutes to round the bases.
Yeah,
when they,
you know, his mind was going to all the times he was going to go to all the same clubs you did.
Well, it was a 15-minute song, John, so therefore...
That's right.
All right, the Red Sox tonight are going to be honoring young Dustin Pedroia, and the club has this thing. Everybody has their Pedroia stories. Here are some of the best tales from the Red Sox star rise to the majors. And guess what? All the stories blow.
Oh,
so great!
Like
they're all he's short. He was short and fat and cocky, but there's no stories. They're just like he came up and said, "Like I want to play," and you're like. Is that me? Jesus. Making that...
Is it like a little wheeze?
Yeah. That's great. That's healthy. But, he had to have done interesting things.
Sure.
I mean, he's a loudmouth fella.
And he was a character.
Like
and
when
if
he was
read...
yelling at Eckersley on the plane and all this.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about it. No, hang on. Was that him?
No, that was my source told me that it was him. And then I had...
That he stood up for David Price?
Yes.
At the time?
Was,
okay.
He was part of the problem. And then I had the Bradford guy call me ugly.
Rob Bradford.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
Who is a hideous looking individual. So that one actually hurt my feelings. Like when that monster like says you're ugly. I mean that is really
that one burns inside.
Like Abraham like he's like getting Abraham's like fallout.
Well,
Abraham goes into a club and Bradford's got to pick up his scraps. I mean that's that, I mean when someone truly hideously ugly calls you ugly.
It was like that.
Calls you ugly, then that is a deal. But
yeah, because he like, I mean, I remember, you know, one of the few books that I've read is the Terry Francona book. I think it was the one that Shaughnessy said. And I remember there was obviously some, you know, pretty fun back and forth between those guys. And both of them were great characters. And to be quite honest, I guess the stories weren't that good because I can't recall one.
No,
it does Pedroia.
It's some version of like Pedroia struggled his first month he was here and then got in front of the media and said, I may be hitting like S now, but wait till I pick it up. You guys will all eat your words.
He was cocky. It was great. Yeah, and, you know?
But it's all a version of that.
Right.
Like for instance, during his MVP year in 2008, the Red Sox, you know, Manny was out like he always was. And what's his name? Francona called Pedroia into the office and said, okay, we're going to hit your cleanup. And Pedroia says, it's about effing time, and walks out the door. Everything is a version of that.
Yeah, there's no, like, really funny story. It's all, but he was fat when he first came to the team.
Yes.
And that is something.
That was right around the time I was going there pretty much every day. Pedroia was like that.
What's odd about him is that he even got to Arizona State, because Once you're at a school like Arizona State, scouts are at every game. So I understand how he made the majors or how he got into professional baseball, but the idea that Arizona State would take a chance on that kid or how they even noticed him, I mean, a little fat kid that, you know, right-handed hitter, I mean, who the hell noticed him? So kudos to Arizona State for, I mean, I guess he says in this article he started 3 years there. But even for him to get into a Pac-12 program is pretty impressive that they would notice that. But he had two really, really good years.
Oh, he had more than that.
No, he was.
No, he had rookie of the year, and then he won an MVP, and then the rest is okay.
But he was steady. Listen, you have two great years, and then you're steady, you know, for a while. By the way, Fred, look who's up on ABC right now.
Yeah.
We need to roll tape.
The big, it's when they start talking about my ear.
Paul Stanley is on ABC. Oh, with all of them.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
Well, two of them and then the two fill-ins.
Yeah, because
the Ace isn't there?
Well, no, because the biography, they're putting out a big story of Kiss, a two-part documentary. And the interview is with Gene Paul, Tommy Thayer, and the drummer. And Tommy Thayer plays the Ace character now. And what's funny is the documentary will focus all of 1 second on Tommy Thayer and then whoever the drummer is. The drummer, by the way, about 5 feet tall. It's very funny to see him standing. He's also in Soul Station.
Oh, is he really? They're even showing the wrong people on there. They're showing the names. Oh, they're saying that they're no longer in the band. Now, this is the whole reason. I get all of this. What they're doing is it's a way to get more money. They're saying this is the last tour.
Yes.
And then, Fred, what are they going to say when this tour is done?
Well, they have committed that this tour is going to be several years.
Well, okay, several years, but they're also going to say people aren't going to go see us anymore because they thought it was the last one and we're doing another loop through. So they're going to say, oh, let's bring back Ace Frehley. And that's what's going to get asses back in seats.
Well, they are bringing back Ace. The story is that Ace is in good graces with the band, and they believe Ace is important enough that they would bring him back. Peter is an entirely other story.
I've always wondered what life would be like to be like Tommy Thayer or like the guy who's not Steve Perry in Journey.
Yeah.
Your whole life you're praying that the original member doesn't ever want to come back, and you know that every time you go on stage the fans are like, you're not so and so.
It tortured Eric Carr. It tortured Eric Carr. And I'm glad this history is coming out that they're behind and that they have final edit in, because all four original members have biographies and Gene has two. So, I mean, there's so much uncovered material.
What have we not learned?
But the best is like Paul Stanley, he's like, you know, Gene didn't know I was harboring a secret. And the secret is I had a deformed ear. And then I had to grow my hair long over it. It's like, okay, Paul, that's quite a story. So,
Sonic, boom! Boom, 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 boom!
We didn't have any money for Pablo, so I'm going to do it with my voice.
They did that at the New Hampshire show. There's like, it's not even worth spending the money on the stage here.
Here's a helicopter. Boom, 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 boom. Now imagine a big fighter plane.
Zoom! This song is dedicated to all the girls. Girls, let me hear you.
Now leave. Now security, please escort them out. Now everyone that didn't cheer, get out backstage. Please.
Perfectly sanitized.
I thought this was going to be Soul Station playing Baby
Is that what this is?
Yeah. It's got to be, right?
How many people know what I'm talking about when I go, ooh.
By the way, they're in their 70s, Paul and Gene.
Yeah, they don't look it at all.
Paul's in good shape.
Well, I mean, listen. That picture he tweeted out where he was just out of the shower and he goes, all wet but not washed up.
I'm all wet because I was scuba diving in the hot tub at the team facility.
I like this because I know it's making him happy, but who would listen to this?
No, I know. It's just like this was necessary.
Right. I mean, I feel like I'm at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a Holiday Inn band.
Right, this is the Holiday Inn band, and you know, he, it's Murph and the Magic Tones, and you know he like paid all of these guys way too much to do this.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, yeah, his band, I guess, is legit. Like,
yeah, like hired guns,
like big time musicians.
And there's like 19 people in this band.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah, and if they went on tour, he'd have to continue to... It's probably all out of his own pocket. They're not selling anything.
We played Abu Dhabi.
That's the one show I know they've played is Abu Dhabi!
For a shake. Get your harem out of here. I have my own harem. Gerbil in the crowd, get on stage. That's my gerbil pump. I got a feeling that the shower's gonna be full.
I'll tell you something really cool. Tonight is Saturday night. What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
I'll tell you something really cool. You can run a clock using a potato as a battery.
What?
That's science fact, Paul Stanley.
Wow. It's Mr. Wizard Paul Stanley.
Yeah! Hey, y'all, put some tape on these balloons. Now stick a needle through the tape. The balloon ain't popping. Hey, Joey. Rub this thing balloon on your chest. Then stick it to the wall. Cool, ain't it?
Sonic boom! Boom, boom! Boom, 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 boom!
And that's what happens when you add natural glycerin to whatever the hell it is.
So he said, that's Bird describing the plot of Fast and Furious.
Sonic boom!
Wizard Paul Stanley.
Hey, this is a cool experiment. Today we're going to make volcanoes! This is going to be cool. Hey, good
partying is cool.
It is. And you know what else is cool? Learning about the universe.
Partying is cool.
Partying is cool.
Everyone get your nose makers. We put one under the seat.
His brain explodes every night on stage. He just forgets what he's going to say that's going to come out and sound somewhat decent. Partying is cool.
Hit the tail on Taylor.
My sister. I thought it was time to go to the doctor, get myself checked out. You know what I'm talking about? I go walking in. I got my appointment for 10:30. I go walking in. It's about 10:15. You understand? I go walking in and the doctor's not there yet. But I walk in. I see a nurse with the biggest I've seen in a long time.
Well, we can have male nurses. It was a male nurse. Trickery. I saw a nurse with the biggest penis I've ever seen. See, you thought I was going to say, hey, do not put gender roles on jobs.
I'm wearing my Levi's, my 501s, you know, those real tight ones.
That they don't sell no more.
I can't produce any sperm.
What? I was having them check me. I have my Levi's, you know, the ones they can see your hemorrhoids with. So the doctor don't have to take off my pants. Because I'm embarrassed of my body hair.
Sometimes people say, why do you write songs about women taking off their clothes?
I don't want people to know I'm gay.
Probably because I like looking at naked women.
And the things that you guys like on them.
We got any people tonight that are high?
We do.
Well, yeah, they're sat through the whole show.
Ooh, so family friendly.
Okay, it is family friendly, yes.
It is. All right, well, listen, we could listen to Paul Stanley's stage banter all day. It's really...
When are they coming through again?
They're coming to Mansfield.
And, yeah, they're going to the shed, which
So
stinks.
You're not going.
No,
you're not going.
No, they're coming. They're going to come back again. Paul and Gene are going to live forever. They're going to come back again with Ace and... and they're going to... And it will be funny.
When does age start to become a factor?
Never.
I don't know.
No, touring-wise, when for them, when does... Because you're never, right, they're both
in
the
70s. In all seriousness, Paul looks great. So I don't... see that being an issue for him. I mean, Gene's whatever. He doesn't really have to do anything. He doesn't really play bass, and he doesn't certainly his bass solos. He just hits it and spits blood. He doesn't really move around that much, so I don't think he has to do anything. I mean, with Ace, the fact that those two dudes are alive, Ace and Peter, is phenomenally interesting. But
Ace Frehley, one of the best interviews since I've joined the show.
Ace, I gotta take your temperature again. I gotta make sure you're not too hot. Hey, anyone hot out there? Well, prove it. I got a big old thermometer. Remove your trousers.
Wait a minute.
It's hot. Oh, it's hot. It's time to check you rectally.
Partying is cool.
All right, so we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.